I'm going to be completely honest because I'm not going to pretend like I knew. I had no idea what it was until I read your book.
It is so much more than I would have ever imagined. I can create a book and, you know, put it out there. And so that's kind of what just got me started is like, okay, I'm gonna do it. It took me a little bit of courage. I was, you know, debating, did I want to do it? You know, this might just completely flop. I watched some YouTube videos, you know, to kind of teach me some tips on how to do it. Then I was just like, okay, I drew my pictures and I published it. I put it on Amazon KDP and I became an author. And I loved it.
So we're all moms with big dreams, and we're always wondering, how am I going to make that happen when I have so much stuff on my plate? So today on 9 to 5 Mom with a Pod, I'm so excited to have a special guest. Her name is Amy Doslich. She's a mom and author with a full-time career who's also found a way to bring creative dreams to life by writing children's books. So she just released her 6th book all around her star character, Hannah Banana and Mary Berry series. And in this episode, she's going to cover and share with you what it's like to take on a creative project while balancing a full-time career and trying to find inspiration in everyday moments. And of course, we're going to cover a lot more. But for all you moms out there who have dreams of doing something just for you, whether it's writing, creating, or finding a way to bring your passion to life, Amy's journey is a reminder that it's never too late to start. So let's dive in. Let's talk about your book. You just came out with a book on November 8th. It's called STEM Day. I actually have it here with me. It's beautiful. I was actually really excited to order it because this is one of the first books that I ordered for my daughter.
So nice.
Yes. I mean, she has a ton, but she writes all over it and paints and draws everywhere. So I started buying her coloring books so she can get into that. But let me tell you, STEM Day is phenomenal. And I did want to ask you about the process about it. First thing is first, I know that we talked about all of your books are centered on the Hannah Banana and Mary Berry series. Can you talk to me a little bit about what inspired you, what got you to write those books or start that journey, I guess, to talk, because it's about your daughters and their journey.
Yes. So, you know, I never really thought that I wanted to actually be an author. My daughter, my oldest daughter, Hannah, had a little stuffy. It was a pink bunny. And she's had it since she was 1 and she's now 6. And I mean, she literally carried it everywhere. Like that thing was attached to her. I mean, she just sleeps with it now. She doesn't carry it to like school and stuff. I was just like, how cool would that be if she had a book that had her favorite bunny in it? Like, you know, she could see herself as a little character and she has her own little pink bunny and it's just like her. So I was like, you know, I love drawing. I haven't done it in a long time, but I was like, I know how to draw. So maybe I can do this. I can create a book and, you know, put it out there. And so that's kind of what just got me started is like, okay, I'm going to do it. It took me a little bit of courage. I was like, I don't know. It took me like a year. I was like, you know, debating, did I want to do it? And then I was just like, okay, I'm going to go buy an iPad. I'm going to buy it. And I'm, you know, this might just completely flop and I can't do it because I've never drawn digitally. So I was like, you know, I might not be able to do it digitally. So we'll just see how it works out. So I watched some YouTube videos, you know, to kind of teach me some tips on how to do it on like the little iPad. And so then I was just like, okay, I drew my pictures and I published it. I put it on Amazon KDP and I became an author. And I loved it. The whole process was so much fun. And I was just like, okay, now I have another kid. I need to, you know, do another book. I need to add another book where, you know, she's born and she's put into the series. And so it's just continued on from there. So STEM Day, the idea came about that I'm a retirement actuary. Usually when I tell people that, like 90-95% of the time, people are just like, oh, that's cool. But I can totally tell that they have absolutely no idea what I do. Most actuaries are in the insurance industry. And what they do is they're the ones who say, okay, we expect this many tornadoes to happen or this many car wrecks to happen. And we need to make sure your premium is this amount so that the company doesn't lose money.
Okay.
So I'm a retirement actuary. So what I do is some corporations still have the old retirement program. So not a 401k, but what's called a defined benefit plan. So it's either a final average plan or it's a cash balance plan. And so basically they have promised all these people these retirement benefits. And so I have to make sure that the money, that the company sets enough money aside so that in the future they can pay these benefits. So
is that why my insurance is going up? You know, is that why every time you call, you're like, why is my insurance going up? And it's like, oh, based on the data on your area, there's an increase of accidents. And I'm like, who is getting into an accident? And you still do it? Or
I do, yes. So that's my day job.
Wow.
So I do get to work from home, which is really nice. I have flexibility when I work. I mean, obviously, I have clients, so if they need something, I have to be available. But I do have flexibility that I know a lot of people don't have. So that's really nice.
Circle back on that, on the inspiration, given that you're a full-time mom, still a full-time mom and author currently. Can you talk to me about how did you set aside time? Did you started setting aside time, let's say at nights, you know, you started, you know, saying, hey, once my daughters go to sleep, I'm just going to take a moment and write.
That's exactly right. So if you ask me what the most popular TV show is in the last 5 years or 2 years or whatever I've been doing this, I would not be able to tell you because I have watched like basically zero TV. My husband put something on in the background, but I am not paying attention whatsoever. I am drawing at night. I'm doing everything at night. So the kids go to sleep, you know, about 7 or 8 o'clock. So that 3 or 4 hours when I'm up, I'm definitely working and doing it then.
Wonderful. So that means that, so like what's around the time, like let's say that your daughters would go to sleep, let's say give an example when you first started the series, the first book, because I want to go a little bit further how like the beginning process was for you and that learning curve. So was it in the beginning, did you use like, let's say your daughter went to sleep at 8 o'clock. Did you just start working like 9, 10, 11?
Yeah. I mean, back then, I think they were going to bed at about 7. So I did have a little bit more time, which is nice.
Bless your heart.
Yes.
I wish. If I can get my daughter to bed on record time, that would be a gift.
Now, my kids do get up really early, like insanely early, like 5 or 6 or something crazy. But thankfully, I have a husband who is an early person, so he gets up with them because I cannot get up in the morning. Like I mean, I get up at like 6:37, you know, but getting up at like 5 or 6 o'clock, it's just like, no, like I need to be able to wake up when I'm ready to wake up.
As far as your writing habits, is that something that you do? Like, do you set aside 2 hours a day, an hour a day, or does it fluctuate based on when you know, when you feel like you're like, oh, okay, you know, I have time today so I can actually write.
Yeah. So the actual writing is really fast for me personally, because it's a children's book. I mean, you know, I write it and I have like, I map it out. So each page, I kind of have an idea of what the wording is going to be. And that probably only takes me like 2 days maximum. Okay. What takes me a really long time, it took me like 5 months, is drawing. So the illustrations themselves is what takes a significant amount of time. So that I do draw every single night. Now I'm not drawing right now because I just finished my book. So I will take like a month off to like just take a break, because you know, it when you do it every single day, it's like, okay, you know, it's nice to have a break before I jump into the next one. So I am taking a break right now. But when I'm in my writing and process, I usually draw every single night.
Wow. So I didn't even know you drew all of the actual illustrations like this. You know who you remind me of? If you ever read the book, it's called Out on the Wire, I think it is, if I'm not mistaken. It's by Jessica Abel. She actually did her own illustrations on the book. And the book is fascinating because it's not written like a book. It's an illustration, the whole thing about copywriting and script writing, and it was fascinating. And you remind me of her, where she actually did her own illustrations for the book. And I did not know that you could do this. You're very talented.
Oh, thank you.
you incorporated all of these graphics, like for instance, like did you incorporate, you know, the boards? Let me just try to put it.
Yeah,
you incorporated all. I'm sorry if I'm showing too much.
Yeah. No, you can show the book. I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah. So, for example, this is the page about the food chemist, and you incorporated, you know, the board, the table, the kids. Like, it's just phenomenal. I'm thinking you know, this was a, you know, like a really professionally done, an actual professional that you communicate with. The fact that you did it is wonderful. Congratulations. My favorite one is the submarine. That's my favorite one. I really do, because, you know, they're all mermaids.
Yeah.
The submarine. I love it. So the launching of the book, you did this all on your own. What was the process of the launch like for you?
Sure. So yeah. So the launch, you know, it is my sixth book. So I've kind of done it a number of times now. And it's great that I've kind of grown a lot of people that help me along the way, because I've helped them as well. So I kind of have a community of children book authors on Instagram mainly, where we all try to help each other. We spread the word about each other's books whenever we have launches or we have free books or giveaways. So I've really built a community on there that has really helped me launch. So basically, like a month before my book came out, I just kind of put up a post that said, hey, if you'd like to help me, please help me. I'll give you a free ebook. And, you know, based on however many reviews I get in the first week, that's how many I'm going to give away some paperbacks. So right now I have 40 reviews. So I'm going to give away 4 paperbacks. You know, for each 10 reviews I get, that's how many paperbacks I'm going to give. So it's just kind of an incentive to try to get people to help me launch my book. So yeah. Yeah, so a lot of people have come and helped me, which is absolutely fabulous. You know, they share my book for me, and, you know, yeah, so that's kind of the process, is just try to get as much help as I can.
I agree. And I applaud you for this, because this is a very well done, put together book with a lot of effort in it. Like, it's really put together. Like, I've seen a lot of other children's books that, you know, that don't look the same, you know, that they're just not well put together. But this one is, and I was very shocked about the illustrations. And the topic is what gets me, because it's a learning topic that you can explain to kids, like in this particular book, what each type of profession really means.
Yeah. So like I said, I wanted an actuary in the book. So that yes. was the first one. But then also, like, just kind of like, you know, how I came up with the idea is my cousin's husband is an air traffic controller, or he was, he's kind of moved on. But, and, you know, I talked to him, and he kind of like told me the process of how you become one and kind of like what it was. And I was just like, that is really cool. Like, if I had known about that, that might have been something, you know, I would have considered. I mean, I'm not saying I would have done it, but it might have been something, you know, that I would have been interested in. But it's like, I had never heard of it before until, you know, he told me. And so, and then I was just like, I bet there's a bunch of careers that, you know, just people just don't really know about. And so I was just like, well, that's a great topic for a children's book. I can just, you know, think of all these different careers. Like, cause, you know, most kids' book, it's like there's doctors and teachers and policemen. And that's great. I mean, we obviously need all those people. They're wonderful jobs. But I was just like, there's not a lot of diversity when it comes to talking about different jobs in children's books. So that's kind of how I came up with the whole idea.
I would be very interested in talking to him. I have so many questions. I can think about 10 right now. Just be like, oh, you're an air traffic controller. Okay, let's have a sit down. Let's talk about this. I have so many questions. Let's start with the first one. but no, I totally agree. And you know what? I'm glad that you brought that up, because there are so many professions out there. There are a lot of people, even in the mom content creation world, you know, there's so many different categories. You know, we have authors, we have creators, we have, you know, influencer types. There's so many different professions out there that a lot of the time gets overlooked, you know, and I'm glad that you brought those to light. Like an actuary, I didn't even know. I'm going to be completely honest, because I'm not going to pretend like I knew. I had no idea what it was until I read your book.
I'm telling you, nobody does. And it's kind of funny, because, like, I don't know if you've watched Zootopia yet with your daughter.
Love it.
Right. And at the very beginning, the little, like, tiger goes, I want to be an actuary. And I was watching it with another actuary at the time. We, like, just looked at each other like, oh, did they just say actuary?
You know what? I have to rewatch it now, because I never put it together. Never.
But that's the first, like, mainstream thing I've ever seen that, like, mentioned an actuary. And we were just like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. It actually talked about our job.
So I do want to talk about that now that we're on the topic of moms and careers and content, I mean, in general, like professions, do you have like any advice for moms out there that are just like you that are probably not, they're probably scared or they don't know the process of, you know, publishing their books? And is there anything, any advice that you would give them to say, hey, you know, this is something that this is how I did it and this can work for you too?
First off, I would probably say, don't do children's books if you're trying to make money. It is extremely hard to make money at it. I'm not making money at it. Like, I enjoy it. I love it, making it for my kids, but I am not making money by making my children's books. So if that's your goal, that's not where you should focus your energy.
Thank you for bringing that up, because the fact that you just said that, I feel like I know that you're really passionate about this. And it just really hit me right now how passionate you are, because you're like, I'm not even here for it, for the money, because that's incredible. Is in this, do you self-publish your book, you said?
I do self-publish. Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Is there a different process in self-publishing a book, or have you tried to go in another avenue of maybe trying to get it published, or would you prefer to just self-publish?
So the alternative is traditional publishing. And from what I've heard, it's a very slow process. So we're talking about, if you create a book, you're talking about 1 to 2 years before it gets published. And I really wanted my kids to enjoy my books. So it's like, I don't have the time for them to, like, even if I wanted to do traditionally published, which I've heard is like extremely hard to get a deal to begin with. So I probably wouldn't get that anyway, but let's just hypothetically say I could.
Let's hope for the best. I wouldn't say that you can, so let's say you can.
But it does take a long time, and I want the books now, so my kids, you know, that they're little. So this is like the time where they're going to enjoy the books. You know, if I wait until, you know, 2 years, my oldest is going to be 8 and she's going to be reading, you know, chapter books. She's going to be like, I don't want to read your picture book, mom.
Right. And I totally understand what you're saying. And you also brought something very important. Time is a huge factor. Mm-hmm. Just get it done. Get it. Do it now. I've heard that in so many other creators that they say, oh, well, you know, I'm going to wait until my daughter is 7 or 8, or when my kids go to school. And I used to think that way too. I used to be like, oh, you know, when my daughter goes to school, I'll do the podcast, you know, like once she goes to school. But then is what you said. It's why wait? Just
exactly.
Start some way, shape, or form. It doesn't have to be traditional. It could just be in any way, shape, or form. I mean, I didn't start it traditionally either. Not book per se, not book publishing, but podcasting. And learn along the way, learn the process.
A lot of moms, we just don't have a lot of time in the day. But you have sometimes where you have breaks and it's like, you know, 5 minutes or 10 minutes. And you're like, well, I don't really have anything to do that I can do in 5 or 10 minutes. But there's stuff you can do. Like, just take that 5 and 10 minutes to just, you know, do a little bit at a time. I saw this TED Talk and I wish I knew the guy's name. I don't remember it. But it was just fascinating how much just, you know, doing little incremental things really add up. Like, you know, like, let's just say you're a content creator, you know, go on whatever your platform is that you use and go try to find a couple of followers. If you do that daily, it adds up really quickly. So that's the other thing is, you know, just don't squander your time when you have these like little breaks when you could be doing something.
I agree with that 100% with you. I'm also a full-time work. I have a full-time job and I also do it remote as well, like you do. And I actually start in an hour. But, and I totally get it. There are 5 to 10 minutes throughout your day. And I'm not talking about a work particular day because that's different. You're in your work mind. But after work or even before work, there are 5-10 minutes that you could probably take down and write an idea down, write a thought. That's why they say to journal. That's why people say journal. That way you can write your thoughts and ideas of what you're thinking, because I do this all the time where I'm like, I'm going to remember that later.
Oh, yes.
Never do it. Then my daughter starts throwing a tantrum. You know, I need to get, you know, food ready for the day, or, you know, lunch boxes and this and that. And then all of a sudden my brain is like, wait, what was that thing that I said this morning that I wanted to do? And then it's gone.
Yeah.
So, I did have a mom creator back in the day who told me, this was probably like 6 months ago. She goes, I did a video about content creation and balancing your time and just taking a break. Like if you feel burnt out, mm-hmm. just take a break, watch a movie, whatever, or whatever break. If a break for you is social media, go for it. And then she sends me a DM and says, you know, not all of us have the privilege to take a break. And I'm like, well, you just took one right now messaging me.
Right.
You could have written down an idea or something while you took the time to think about what you were going to DM me. But yeah. It's an idea, you know, that that I want to get everybody, just like what you said, you know, take a time. Pick.
Yeah, you definitely need to take breaks too.
take a break if you have to. It doesn't matter what it is. If it's 5 minutes, if it's 10 minutes, it's a break. A break is a break, mm-hmm. you know, and take that time and either take a break or use that time to say, hey, you know what, let me just write something really quick if an idea pops up. And I carry my yellow pad with me everywhere, because I don't like to use my phone, because I don't use my phone as much, like the notes. Mm-hmm. The notes app probably has stuff in there that I haven't seen in years. Because I forget about it. I have to have the actual note, you know, like the actual notepad to actually write on. So that way I can be like, okay, I wrote that down. I remember I wrote that down. Mm-hmm. But great. I thank you so much for that. And then I do want to ask you something to make it a little fun and spicy. I do want to wrap up with this. I want you to tell me, if you can, what did you think this process was going to be like, and what was it actually like? Like a lot of people would say, oh, content creation must be so easy, or writing a book must be so easy, and publishing must be so easy, and then you must be so successful. But what is the process internally? Like, have you reached a particular barrier, let's say, that you were like, man, I need to overcome that, you know, and how did you do it?
Yeah. So, you know, I jumped in this just head first or feet first or whatever you want to call it. Like I had no expectations. I just knew I wanted to make this book for my kid and I was going to do it. And so now that I'm in the world, it is so much more than I would have ever imagined. I mean, there's always something I can be doing to, you know, try to sell more books or do content creation, you know, get on social media, try to expand my following. So it's just, there's always something to be doing. Like I had to learn how to create a website. I need to learn how to do ads. So it's just never ending learning, which honestly I find very invigorating, because it's like I'm in a job that I've been doing, I think it's like 17 years now. I don't know, 15 years. Like I've actually been in the same job. All this, I mean, I've obviously, you know, moved up, and so I'm doing different roles, but I haven't moved around a lot like a lot of people do nowadays. So I know my job, you know, it's not challenging anymore. So this is a new challenge to me, which I feel that's what keeps me going, is like, I want to be successful at this. Like maybe not children's books is not where I'm going to be like, you know, monetarily successful, but I'm building something. You know, if just some people read my book, like that's a win for me. You know, because I haven't been so successful at my children's book, I've kind of been moving into user generated content and influencer marketing. And that has actually been very successful, where I'm actually making up the money I've lost with my books.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So, you know, it's opened new doors. So if, you know, people that are listening to this and they're like, well, I might fail. Yes, you might fail. But it might open new doors that you weren't expecting. And that's kind of what this journey has done for me. Now, I'm not going to quit doing my books, because that's what I love to do. But it's opening new doors, and I'm doing new things, which I would have never have even thought about, you know, previous to, you know, trying to become a children's book author.
Wow. I'm so, and to just even to point, you know, like to shade light on this particular topic, the idea of never ending learning is wonderfully well put, because it is true. Even in my full-time profession as a paralegal, you know, it's true. You know, you get to the point in your career where you're like, it's very linear, and I've done it for so many years, about, you know, more than a decade, and you just know how to do the process. What keeps you going is that new challenge, that like, oh, I don't know how to do this. So now I have to cross that barrier. Mm-hmm. And this is actually a great close that I just want to close out with and wrap up today's episode and tell everybody out there. First of all, I want to say, Amy, thank you so much for joining us. But in wrapping this up, I really want to circle back on that and tell everybody the same thing, that this, exactly what you said earlier, this is a never-ending journey. Never stop learning. And doesn't mean that because you failed, it's supposed to be it's a permanent failure, you know? And that right there has not only an impact for me, but it should have an impact on you. And I hope that everyone that's out there listening also takes that to heart and applies it into their own life. Amy, I can't wait to have you again on the episode. Thank you so much for joining me. And until next time, everyone.
Perfect. Thank you so much.